Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, March the 9th. It's currently minus 21 Celsius, feels like minus 31 Celsius, which is a minus 21 Fs for any of my F folks out there. It's just like crazy cold. Hence the title is just, it's cold, because it's so cold your brain can't think about anything else. So this episode of Dailyish brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to try out podcast hosting, RSS analytics, blog feed redirection, all that kind of stuff. 400 megabytes of file storage that's unmetered, rolls over each month. So you have to worry about getting dinged if you all of a sudden get super famous and popular. That's feed.press/dailyish. You can try them out for 14 days. No trials, no comments, no commitments. You can have lots of comments. They are very good at comments, actually, if you tweet at them or email Alex, support responds right away. And like I said, use promo code dailyish during checkout to get 10% off your first year of hosting with them. And also by Patreon supporters, possibly like you, patreon.com/iChris. Very thankful for the folks who are supporting me there, as well as supporting our, supporting Good Stuff, which is helping us get through this period where we're going to be doing some, like I've talked about, rebuilding, relaunching the back end of Good Stuff, and have some, hopefully some exciting things to talk about soon. But it's always tempting to reveal things before they're actually ready to be revealed, because you're just excited and want to talk about it. But then if things don't actually happen, it's, you know, disappointing, folks. So keep my mouth shut. Try to talk about it when it's actually happening. Shippers ship or something like that. Today is March 9th, like I said, and which happens to be my son's birthday. So happy birthday, Mason. Not quite his royal birthday, I think it's called, but he's been on the podcast a few times talking about Lego and things. And also happens to be the 30th anniversary, your birthday, of when U2 released their Joshua Tree album. And to celebrate my son's birthday, but more likely to celebrate the fact that they're record label and they want to make a bunch of money, U2 has released special deluxe editions, anniversary editions of the Joshua Tree for a paltry $170, $169 US. You can have the 7 record deluxe box set, which looks, there's a nice box that the set comes in, looks amazing. Or with a whole bunch of stuff. Links will be in the show notes if you want to go buy it or buy it for me. There's the $119 four CD super deluxe box set, which contains a lot of the same kind of things, just isn't LP version. There's the more normally priced $19.99 US two CD deluxe set, or you can just buy a t-shirt. Or any combination of the above, I guess. So the U2 fans on the internet are freaking out about what to buy, what to pre-order. It's all pre-ordered right now, available in June. I'm sure we'll be talking about it on the YouTube podcast, goodstuff.fm/ATU2 is where you can find that, and links to subscribe and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. So it's something I tweeted a bit about, like the idea of a band that's obviously done very well for itself, continues to do very well for itself, charging a lot of money to its fans for things, which is fully within their rights to do. But it feels like what I'm after out of all this is there's some remixes to 2017, you know, remixes of songs and B-sides and things that are harder to get legally these days and things like that. And so I'm torn between feeling like that's a lot of money for something, even if you are a hardcore fan of somebody. But would I feel different if I had lots of disposable income? And that's where, like, am I just sad because I'm the fear of missing out, you know, woe is me, I can't afford to buy the shiny thing that everybody else is buying? Or is it, do I have like legit issues with sort of the, it feels a bit like a money grab at the prices they are. Like it's going to be a really, this isn't a knock against people who are buying. I have lots of good YouTube fan friends who are pre-ordering happily and pre-ordering multiple things on the list, spending lots of money on YouTube this year. So I'm just sort of wrestling with, is my uneasiness with it just sort of a bitter, like I could, it's not like I can't, I could spend whatever that would be, Canadian $200 on the 7 LP deluxe set or whatever, if I really, really, really wanted to, and, you know, make sacrifices elsewhere in terms of other things but we just don't have obviously the disposable money. And that's where a lot of the YouTube fans are. They're just making the choice to spend the money. It's not like they're super loaded and have just $200 hanging around to drop on a bunch of YouTube merchandise today. but they're just making the choice that they'll sacrifice elsewhere in order to be able to buy this kind of stuff. And that's fair. And I support a band like U2 or whoever having decent ticket prices that allows them to make money off their concerts when they tour and when they put out an album, to have collector's editions and things like that for fans. It's the same thing with video games. I fully support that idea. It's not just a money grab. Fans are anxious and interested in getting a limited time offer or a special collection of the thing. It just, I guess, in this day and age, and we'll see what happens in June when this is actually released with, which actually will be after the concerts have started, just realizing, what sort of digital versions they make available as well. And that's why I'm happy to wait for, you know, a $30 digital collection of just the music is all I'm really after. I'm not a big collector of stuff, real world, physical things, especially with things I'm a fan of. Now, the Edge is Fender Strat guitar, on the other hand, happily would plunk down a couple grand for that one. Whatever it is, probably more than a couple grand. But I digress. This is not a guitar podcast, nor is it a weather podcast. I aim to keep getting at least an episode out a week, if not more. Like I tweeted the other day, yesterday, I was hoping to get one out yesterday, and combination of work and, I don't know, a little bit of anxiety over life stuff and maybe a little bit of depression kind of stuff. It just kind of stops me mentally before I can even hit record or even think about hitting record. Once I hit record and get the thing done, I don't really care that it goes out in the world. I'm not agonizing over the words I've said 3 minutes ago, but just like it's such a very first world kind of problem of like feeling too, whatever, sad or anxious to just hit record on a podcast. And so anyways, head down, get some work done, work on the new site, building into something hopefully that we can be proud of, Kyle and I and everybody else involved with Good Stuff, and looking forward to what's next. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me on Patreon. If you do, patreon.com/iChris. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris on Twitter. And I think that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Bye.